Welcome to podtech.net. We're here at CES doing PodTech news coverage and just general PodTech podcasting here on the floor at the Kodak booth. We're here with Mike McDougal with Eastman Kodak, Rochester, New York, upstate New York. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on.
So Kodak's known as a huge brand. Everyone knows Kodak. I mean, from going way back to everyone's childhood with photos, but now we're in a digital age. You guys have some great stuff. What do you have here that you're showing me? This beautiful camera.
Quite a few things, but let me talk about the Kodak EasyShare V570. It's the world's first dual lens digital camera. You have two independent lenses, but they function together. So and what that gives you is an ultra wide angle view and a zoom. So, you know, you go to a family dinner, you go on vacation, always saying, hey, squeeze in, you know, get into the picture. You don't need to do that anymore. You get everybody standing where they are, you know, straight up, no heads turned to the side. You get those vistas, the landscapes, but at the same time, you can get really close. And that's new from us, and we're the first company to do that.
You guys have been innovating on all kinds of things, obviously the lens format and technology, and then just obviously print on the print side with Kodak film and everything. Where's the technology going in these days? Obviously, it's a gadget conference, a lot of convergence between internet platforms and entertainment. So it's really an entertainment device. Talk about some of the technology that you guys are developing with this device.
Yeah, sure. With this device and with others, the technology is not only how do you take a picture, but how do you share a good picture. So we have another camera called the EasyShare C663 we just launched at the show that has a perfect touch built in, Kodak perfect touch technology. So if you take a dark picture, it'll brighten it for you automatically. Yeah, it gives you a better chance to share it. We also have some new voice over IP technology working with Skype called PhotoVoice. You can download it, kodakgallery.com/PhotoVoice, and it's for real-time picture sharing over Skype for free. So tell a story, don't just take a picture.
So people can take a picture and send it to someone immediately. It kind of eliminates that, you know, everyone take the same picture with multiple cameras. You can take it and then share it with Skype, right?
You can take it, share it with Skype. And if you think a few years ago, you'd share pictures by having a conversation about a stack of them across the table. When digital came to the play, what happened is it was equivalent to putting a rubber band on those pictures and saying, here, John, I went on vacation, enjoy, and handing you the stack. I mean, there's no story involved there. So with Skype, you set up a number of pictures, you walk them through one by one, you have a real live conversation, and you're back to storytelling.
Isn't it really about Skype and the photos, about community? I mean, people can share. I mean, it's not just sharing, the concept of sharing physically, but really the story. Talk about how you're seeing that trend in terms of user interaction with these devices.
Sure. We're calling it chapter two of digital imaging. Chapter one is how do you take a good picture, and most people have figured that out. Chapter two, the sharing aspect, very social in nature. Women, for the most part, are more social than men, and we find that through picture sharing as well, is they want to tell the story. The men just want to get it in the computer and take the good picture for the most part. So things like Skype, other things like working with Microsoft and their Media Center Edition with Xbox 360 and as an extender, letting you view your pictures on your HD TV, letting you view your pictures in other sharing formats, such as on your mobile phone with Kodak mobile service. A number of ways to do it, and the challenge for us and everybody else in the industry is making it easy.
Sharing's a big thing, but you know, we're in Vegas, so you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I don't know if we want to be sharing all those photos around.
I have a feeling what happens out here in Vegas may be shared a bit more broadly this year with all the cameras I've seen around.
Let's talk about what Kodak's doing. You guys are doing a lot of innovative things. Let's talk about podcasting. You've been podcasting at Kodak. Talk about what you guys are offering out in terms of for users to go out and hear about the podcast and some of the things that you're doing there. It's real innovative.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of work with how do you take better pictures? You know, it's not so much about which camera you're going to buy, but once you have a camera, once you have a printer, how do you take a better picture? How do you share a better picture? Obviously, we've been talking about how do you print a better picture? And there's some really easy tips, and we're trying to make those available on Kodak.com and some other sources as well. And obviously, with podcasting, no idea how many of how iPods are out there now after the holidays. But you got to figure there's a number of new people out there looking for good content for their iPod and their other audio players, and we're trying to help them all we can.
That's great stuff. Yeah, and we'll take the podcast on podtech.net too as well for our people as well. You know, Larry Page at the keynote speech yesterday talked a lot about, you know, making things simpler, standards. What do you guys see in terms of standards in devices and some of the things around connectivity and sharing? Can you comment on that?
Sure. In terms of standards, A, there's some already out there in terms of photography. You have PicBridge, which lets you connect cameras to printers. We have a new standard called ImageLink, which lets you connect multiple cameras right to a printer dock from us and other companies for one-touch printing. At the same time, you're seeing the evolution of other standards. Even just in file formats, the industry needs to work more together than it has. We're pushing that, and it's glad to see. It's not just the photography industry. You're going to need to have standards throughout the industry, HD box, set-top box manufacturers, to imaging and photographic suppliers, as that type of photo content comes through the home. The automotive industry, you name it, all these devices are converging, and without any universal standards, we're going to be in big trouble.
We're here with Mike McDougall at Kodak on the floor in their booth. Great setup, huge booth, a lot of great technologies. Kodak, great devices, technology for sharing with Skype and cutting-edge communications, helping users with resources like podcasts, Kodak.com. Final word to the users out there who couldn't make the show about what's here at the Kodak booth?
Sure. I think the biggest thing for us is we're innovating. We're innovating in a few different ways. One, with picture taking, higher image quality, better pictures, innovation through sharing with devices such as the Kodak EasyShare Gallery and Skype, and really innovating from a connected standpoint. It's not about just taking that picture for myself. It's how do I connect with somebody else and make sure they share the experience.
Kodak, great quality products, helping people, great stuff. Thanks for the podcast.
No problem. Thanks a lot.